Everyone, it's the Feast of the Chair of St. Peter in the Magnificat today. If you read it, the beautiful line from Ronald Knox, who said, "Perhaps it'd be good for every Christian to experience having a dream where you yourself have been chosen Pope, and then to wake up from that nightmare in a sweat of agony." That today we celebrate the great gift that God gives to one for the good of all. The profound burden he lays on one, like he laid on his son, for the good of us all. And we thank God for that gift, or we would have lost Jesus way, way back, at least in the fourth century, if not earlier. And so we thank God for our Pope, for the papacy itself, and we pray for him in a special way today. A couple thoughts on the gospel. Jesus says here, and I think it's the first time in the gospel, he points out to a person, Peter, right there, "My Father just spoke to your heart, and you recognized his voice. What you just said didn't come from you, didn't come from reason, didn't come from human experience. My Father said that to you, and you recognized it." The gift of faith. Two quick results we find in the text here, everyone. As soon as Peter speaks what the Father has revealed, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The first time we see in the Gospels, and it only happens three times in all four Gospels, all three in Matthew, and this is the first time in Matthew, the word ekklesia is used, which is the Greek word for the church. So the Father reveals personally to the heart of Peter this beautiful mystery of Christ, and immediately, Jesus makes it clear to him that it's not just for him. The gift of faith is not just about me and God, as special as that is. It's to draw others into that same communion, and we call that the church. That faith is personal and ecclesial. And then lastly, and this is what may be most important for us believers who are trying to be faithful to Jesus and stay with him in our day. My dear brother, Father David, who was the associate here some years ago, he made a 30-day silent retreat, according to the exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. And when he got done, I said, "Dave, what's the biggest grace that came out of this? What did the Lord show you most?" And his words I've never forgotten, and they're incredibly true, and they're true in my experience. He said, "God showed me how much I have to reject in order to accept him. How much I have to reject in order to receive what he's giving." And we see the same thing with Peter. In order to hear the voice of God, he had to reject these voices. He's John the Baptist, he's Elijah, he's Jeremiah, he's one of the No. He's the Messiah, the Son of the living God. What voices come into your heart that are not of God, that we need to more strongly reject, so that we can stay and listen to his voice and be true to it?